Research conducted by the Western College of Veterinary Medicine suggests the inclusion of high levels of highly ground pea starch in the rations of pigs will heighten the risk of gastric ulcers. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The increased use of field peas to provide the plant-based protein needed to make products such as power drinks and power bars for human consumption has resulted in an increased availability of finely ground pea starch for use in livestock feed. Dr. Matt Lowen, an associate professor in veterinary medical biosciences with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says there have been indications that feeding this finely ground byproduct raises the risk of gastric ulcers in pigs.
Gastric ulcers in pigs, usually they occur with a stressful event, so shipping, or if there's a feed outage. It's a stressful event, they fight with each other, and then the feed comes back on and they seem to, that's a typical situation where you get a gastric ulcer in a pig. That seems to be exacerbated with the pea starch, and that was kind of the idea that was out there. What we actually found is we did a fairly high inclusion level of 40% of this very finely ground pea starch into the diet, and what we found was that basically it didn't matter if there was a feed outage or how long that feed outage was, the pigs got ulcers. So just the pea starch itself was causing ulcers. The pigs, they did okay, they grew, and it was very much a pilot study at the time, so we're not really sure how poorly they would have done in comparison to a group of pigs that were on, you know, a different type of starch. But from our pilot study, it would appear that 40% inclusion of this pea starch, regardless of whether there's a feed outage or stressful event, will give pigs ulcers.
Dr. Lowen says the next step will be to determine at what level this product can safely be incorporated into the diet, and more importantly, to identify the mechanisms that cause this product to trigger gastric ulcers. He says once we know why this happens, it will be possible to begin developing interventions to prevent these ulcers. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.